It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. We have this odds makers thing that put odds down on political things, not athletic things that we go to. It's kind of fun stuff. Here are the odds on Secretary of State. They say 5-4 is Richard Grenell. We've seen him before. I think he was the ambassador to Germany. He's pretty close to Trump. Robert O'Brien, who was a top national security advisor, he's 4-1. Here's the name, though. Tulsi Gabbard, 6-1.
I like those odds.
As Secretary of State. I'm not seeing that. That would be wild. And Marco Rubio, who I think would be fine, is 10-1. Secretary of Defense. We love this guy. Mike Walls. He is 2-3. He's the odds on. Mike Pompeo, 3-1. Tom Cotton, 7-1. Let's see if there are any other good ones. And Homeland Security, Tom Homan, he's a border guy, 1-1. I think he'd be fine as Homeland Security. Interesting with Tulsi Gabbard in there. Let's see. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. The world is waiting to see if the Fed lowers interest rates again. And this has a lot of stuff for people trying to get into a home. General economic situation, without a doubt, it helps. It's a stimulus. But we'll see. We'll see where it goes. I pulled up, too. Someone hit me on Twitter, something you'd like to see Republicans try to do if they have all three branches of government, all two branches of Congress and the White House, and that is lock in the Supreme Court at 9. That apparently is not a constitutional amendment, because I thought it had changed over the course of time. Congress could do that. Now, that'd be a heck of a battle. Democrats would fight that almost as much as anything. And I gave you some of the things President Trump, in the first few hours, the first few days that he's promised that are major. One, Ukraine. That's probably the biggest, most consequential. I don't see that happening the first day. I don't see that happening for months. But if he could get even a ceasefire there, that would be a big improvement. Is that possible? Potentially. We talked about any number of other things, and we'll see what he does with the January 6th rioters, or, you know, case by case. Several people agreed with me. That's the way to deal with that as far as pardoning or commuting the sentence. All right. Let's go to Christian in Jenkintown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Christian.
Good afternoon, sir. On the subject of passing a law or even putting pressure on the states, having the states' ID laws for voting mirror the ID laws necessary to purchase a firearm. Both are protected by the Constitution in the same way. Neither mentions ID specifically, so I think that that might be something they might be able to get pushed through.
They're not going to be able to do a national level. That's a state's issue.
Agreed, but it's protected by the Constitution. So I'm just saying, and then when you look at firearms, like there's the ATF associated with that. I think that there's pressure that could be made that if you're saying it is illegal to demand an ID for voting, I think that there's room to say, well, then why is it illegal to demand an ID for a firearm?
Okay, I got to think about that. But I would like that to be at the state level. And Republicans had a shot, as you know, here in Pennsylvania with Tom Corbett. They blew it. They couldn't message it correctly. It's off the charts. It's 80% of people that want it. But they will die. They will fight to the end, Democrats. And they usually have enough votes and a few Republicans to stop it. So I hear what you're saying. It's a good argument. Who was relevant, Christian, and now is irrelevant?
Pick a Bush, any Bush.
Okay.
I think they were power players at one point, but they're radioactive at this point, and kind of anybody associated with them. I mean, Cheney.
Yeah.
The fact that Cheney's relevant to the Dems when he was persona non grata for how many years? I mean, he was pure evil, and now his family are talking heads for the Dems. They're gone. They've left.
Gotcha. Thank you. Yeah, the Bushes, irrelevant.
Please clap.
Trump has beat the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Cheneys, and we can add on a bunch of others, has outlasted them here. That's what's happened in this. All right, so we've been talking. I didn't play you the Fruit Loops thing. Here is cut. This is, where's the Fruit Loops here? Okay, this is cut 8. It's RFK Jr. going back and forth, battling over potentially banning Fruit Loops. Cut 8.
Hold on.
All right. Little glitch here. They don't like
the Dan had music running up here.
Okay. All right.
I mean, think about the number of younger people getting cancers compared to other developed worlds. Now, one could debate if RFK should be the person overseeing that or not. Could he be a part of the conversations? I'm not going to say one way or the other. But I do think there's some very serious ailments that we're seeing an increase in with younger people.
Yes.
People are starting to worry, what's going on with our food system? Why aren't we taking better care of ourselves? It would be great for Republicans to spearhead
that. Yeah, go ahead and try to take people's Frosted Flakes away and see how,
right.
See how that works in 2022.
I was waiting for my Fruit
not
Loops.
Even, not even his family thinks.
Are there Fruit Loops in your house, Scott?
Oh, there's all kinds of things in my house that ought not be there. But that's the struggles of a parent that has four. Look, you and I are in the same boat here.
Yes,
we know what it's like to try to fight the food situation in this country. And when you have kids, it's damn near impossible to fight it. So I have some sympathies for this because I worry every day about what the kids are ingesting. And then, you know, a lot of days you're like, I guess I'm just going to have to go with it. And you don't feel great about it. But the parents wrestle with these questions.
But Scott,
he is
right. As a Republican, you're for individual choice. You're for parental choice. You're not for RFK telling you that you have to choose or that you can't choose what cereal you buy.
These are the conversations. And she loves Fruit Loops.
I wasn't allowed to eat them as a child, but I love them.
All right. There we go. So, look, RFK, I don't see him banning Fruit Loops or talking about this. We had on a great guest, Tiffany Justice, Moms for Liberty, that made the point, yes, Trump is going to appoint him to something or give him a portfolio here, but they're going to be guardrails. Now, let's not get too crazed over RFK Jr., too gaga over this. It's good to open up this whole area. But I'm not just signing off just because in talk radio it's chic now to say whatever this guy says. He said a lot of nutty things, too. One of the reasons he didn't get traction were some of these things. Opening up, though, how much is the food? And if that's the case, what is it? Are we going to take away things, choice, that people might like and say it's so insidious with the food companies or big pharma, but food companies, let's stick on that, are doing with kids, that we're going to take it away because parents, to Scott Jennings' point, have trouble pushing back on us. If it's there, they're going to want it because they get used to it and other people eat it. It's a very tough thing to parent. I still come back to, though, I don't care what he says. To me, it's running around, exercise, things of that nature that are a big ingredient in this. And that has nothing to do with anybody other than how we've evolved into too much sitting, too much watching, and not doing that. As far as younger ages of cancer and all that, we'll see. It's a good debate. He's going to open up a lot of areas of debate. I'm just cautioning, just because he says it doesn't mean it's not potentially nutbag here. I can hardly wait till we actually have some power, we actually see some proposals. By the way, President Trump, speaking of fast food, sent a letter to McDonald's. I'll read you from the letter. Please accept this letter as formal notice of my resignation from my position at McDonald's effective Monday, January 20th, 2025, signed by his father on a McDonald's letterhead. This letter gave the resignation date, the same date as the inaugural date. The letter went on to state that Trump has enjoyed the opportunity to serve customers flipping burgers, making fries, and managing the drive-thru. This is from Don Trump Jr., posted this on his Instagram, a tongue-in-cheek resignation letter. A lot has been made about the McDonald's thing. It's one of the top 10 things. I'm working up my big list. I might do it tomorrow. The top 10 things that we remember from this struggle that may have been turning points, that might have been instrumental in this, things that happened. Tell me honestly. Now, I'm saying it should be in the top 10. I'm working on this for tomorrow. And Dan, you can send me anything you want, Henry, too, from this whole thing. Either, look, we have a winner. What did the winner do that helped him to win is what I'm asking. What were the incidents? What were the things? And what did the loser do that didn't help her, that were a turning point? Conceding that Trump had a lot of negative things and Harris had a lot of negative things. Or positive things on her side, you know, ideological.
Are we talking like moments?
Moments crucial. or you know, a strategy, something they did.
Strategy.
The McDonald's, well, strategy was the bro tour that he did of these podcasts.
Including
Joe Rogan. I was going to finish with one. McDonald's thing, though, did reverberate. He didn't dress like Walls. He didn't do any of that. He did it. There was a big crowd out there on election night. Who was it that we had that said that moment they thought Trump was going to have a really good shot because of all the people that were there? Somebody that was on with us.
Yeah, we had so much.
It wasn't Jim Worthington. It was somebody national. I don't know if it was Will Cain. It was somebody. Okay, so hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210. Dan, do you have one?
Well, on the other side of things, Kamala, I think the most crucial mistake she made, and we talk about it all the time here, is Shapiro, because it really did come down to Pennsylvania, and I think he would have swung Pennsylvania the other way.
I think a bigger one was the answer on The View, but Shapiro right there.
Yeah.
I mean, Sonny Hostin, here comes a beach ball is on the tee, and Kamala goes, I don't think I'll swing. didn't she have a way of getting away from Biden without completely going to war with him? And she wouldn't do it. I can't think of a single thing.
And another moment that really, with my friends, kind of won them over to Trump was during the convention when Trump had the lights with his name and there was like a whole lot of camaraderie that was on a grand stage.
Right.
Not talked about a lot, but the convention was fantastic for drawing in and solidifying a lot of votes.
Exactly. Is it in the top 10? Now, you would think it would have to be. The two assassination attempts and getting shot, et cetera. Is that in there? I'm doubtful. That seemed to go away. The media helped to make it go away. How many candidates get shot that dramatically, get up and say, fight, 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 then almost assassinated again on the golf course? You have it in your top 10?
Yep.
How come? It's just so dramatic, you can't deny?
I mean, the guy was, Yeah, that's essentially what it is you can't deny the impact that it was. Like, I think that moment when you have an entire party who's alluding that the Democrats are actually the baddies, not the right, and then you have a guy that's shot at, that solidified for a hell of a lot of people both times.
I might controversially not put it in the top 10.
That the right wasn't the baddies.
Yeah, that,
you know?
As dramatic as this is, it seemed to fade away. I just don't. The media did a good job of having it fade away. At the moment, Dan, we were having Don Trump Jr. coming here. And when it happened, we had some people, not Greg, but somebody else. Oh, we're going to have to double the ticket price. My God, after this, can you imagine what it's going to be? Henry, would you say that's in the top 10?
Yeah, it has to be. I mean,
has to be,
the imagery and the showmanship after that, you know.
All there. But did it matter in the end?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the recency bias kind of takes over with, you know, things late in the campaign, like a McDonald's visit. Yeah, those probably prevail more in people's minds, but you can't deny the fact that that was a turning point in this election.
Like Sue from Haynesport that called in election night.
Right.
When she was out there with the kind of hype that Trump drew out to the polls.
Right.
I don't think you get that kind of hype without the catalyst being the fight fist pump.
All right, I'll ask people that. I mean, to me, it was, does it reinforce with others? I have to give the media credit in their skullduggery there that somehow or another. And then there was a second almost attempt. You would think that would be enough. And yet when we got to election night, I still stick by what I said. I thought it was going to be close. Trump had the momentum. But Pennsylvania was going to be 50,000 votes or under. By the way, Dan, no action on your news desk, but it looks like by most accounts that I'm being texted that McCormick is going to win. But the slow pace of this, my God, we're what? Coming up on 48 hours out of the polls closing. And we still don't have a decision. He's up about 30,000. The over-under is, I believe, if it's a half point, and it's right on the cusp of a half point to have a recount. They do a recount, and McCormick loses. That's not going to happen, but you know, I don't know
don't
if Linda Kearns
is there.
Involved. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, all right.
One more top five moment, in my opinion.
Yes.
And it's not talked about as often as it should be, but the Biden versus Trump debate.
Yes, we forget about that, too. That triggered all that we saw play out. But I would argue Biden was going to lose to him anyhow.
But not that bad.
So
like,
targeting,
that was embarrassing for Democrats.
Targeting Kamala Harris, Biden would have been worse. Biden can't say, oh, look at her. She lost. He would have lost worse. I can't imagine, given what we've seen, that Biden would have done better. He wouldn't have. It's obvious. There's no way. All right. I still want to put up there in the top two or three, $35 million of ads on the transgender thing. I still think that's the secret sauce that really helped here with a lot of people. But it seems like the goofball comedian. Speak of irrelevant. What was that guy's name? I don't remember.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
It's amazing that you do. He's irrelevant. He didn't matter in this election. You think he did?
In that space, yeah. He
Have you watched any Tony since the thing? And
there you go.
I haven't seen any clips lately. No.
Is he a household name?
His show has gained a lot of popularity over the last few years.
The thing is, though, apparently, like I subscribe to the subreddit Kill Tony.
Yeah.
And some fans are annoyed that his head's gotten apparently pretty large since becoming a national focus.
Guy really sets me off. I just can't stand it. You know what it is? It's the blatancy of it. When you get kicked out of the roast of the Tom Brady thing. And the Trump people put this guy up there. I want to know who did that. I want to see. Who is it?
MAGA Man says, where do you put Joe Rogan endorsing?
I might make the top 10.
Yeah.
I was at the 11 and a half hour, right?
A little too late in the game.
If he had done it a week in advance, I might put. We still don't know. Did these young men, Henry's working on the guy that was the Trump guy on this. Did they actually come out and vote? I'm still skeptical of that. Men in general did. But did they? Yeah, I got to put that one down. That might make the top 10. But The View, Dan, might be the number one. It's shocking. That could be the moment. I would say that was a bigger moment than the assassination thing. Definitely, I'd say that. That's how devastating it was for Harris, how bad it was. Okay, the garbage comment, maybe recency bias, that had carry. There was a lot of play with that. That really helped at the end. Let's go to Alan in Hamilton. All right, Alan, who's the relevant to irrelevant?
Mason Reese.
Go ahead.
You recognize that name?
No.
He made commercials, and he was a guest host on the Mike Douglas show. And now, as I told the guy who answered the phone today, he's 59 years old, and he's lost.
Thank you. Yeah, he's lost. I don't know about that he was a star that
okay.
He dropped that far.
Yeah, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I hope he's okay. Mason Reese, if you're listening, give us
a
call.
In.
You know, the Mike Douglas show was here in Philadelphia and was national.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. the Beatles, like Lennon hosted with him. Lennon hosted with him. Can you imagine a show like that for a week? And Roger Ailes was the producer, among others.
Former child actor, Mason Reese.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mason Reese. I actually recognize, you'd recognize the guy if you saw him.
Okay.
Yeah, if you just, yeah.
We're still waiting for Nevada's results.
Red-haired, curly red hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we continue on with Dom's Money Melody.
It's Dom's Money Melody. Money gone.
And this is a great prize. $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. Are you down to fondue? Melting Pot is offering an all-new down to fondue happy hour available at the bar. Enjoy half-off cheese and chocolate fondue. Dates and times may vary. Visit meltingpot.com for details. All right, Dan.
Yeah, Dom, we're talking about irrelevant people. Well, let's talk about a relevant group. A group that was once on the walls of every preteen girl in the mid-90s, late 90s. A group of three related individuals doing a cover of Bill Withers here. We want to know the name of this band that was very relevant in the mid-90s, really have fallen completely into irrelevancy. Appear on The Masked Singer at one point, but that's the only time I can think of hearing them. But they're really good musicians, believe it or not. Take a listen.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, but she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's going to stay.
So, Dom, three individuals related somehow on the walls of preteen girls everywhere in the mid to late 90s. We want to know this band that's falling into irrelevancy, covering Bill Withers here, Dom.
That is very good. I think that's a pretty good cover.
It is. It is.
All right. Hit us with that, and you're off to the Melting Pot, 855-839-12.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, before you play that, this is too good to miss. The View today, Sonny Hostin, who we were just talking about, says the GOP ought to do a post-mortem after the Trump victory to figure out what's wrong with them. Oh, man. Brilliance that comes out of these women. They're just, what an embarrassment to women. All right, let's hear the clue, and we want to know who's covering this song.
Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes.
This group of three were on the walls of preteen girls everywhere in the
middle of the
night. Got a
lot of female cars. Maybe these people are one of them.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Let's go to Terry in Cherry Hill. All right, Terry, who's covering that song?
Is it Hanson?
Yes. Did you happen to have the Hanson boys up there on your wall?
No, unfortunately, I'm in the David Cassidy era.
Hey, pictures of you on the wall there, Dom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Let's put that picture up again and get the David Cassidy look. All right,
yes,
definitely, yes.
That was my era.
All right, I'll put you to David Cassidy, much better than the Hansons.
Hansen, yes. Brother Band. Yep, Hansen, a huge band in the mid to late 90s, recently on The Masked Singer, put out an album a couple years ago, but really not doing much, kind of falling to being irrelevant. But Dom, over and over again, I stumble on these guys on YouTube doing an acoustic cover of something or another, and I'm shocked over and over again as to how good of musicians they actually are. Maybe can't write their own music, and that's
right,
the problem.
That's what it is.
Yeah. But really good cover artists.
Good stuff. All right, I've been teasing this. Victor Fiorillo over at Philly Magazine. Where was the epicenter of Trump support? What division in Philadelphia? He says the division lies in the blocks between Broad and 16th Street and Bigler and the Schuylkill Expressway, plus the slivers of 16th Street and that run between Bigler and Moyamensing. Yes, the division is immediately adjacent to the infamous Marconi Plaza, where men with guns, bats, and hatchets protected the plaza's Christopher Columbus statue. Any coincidence that they voted for Trump? Remember, they are the infamous Gravy Seals. Those guys that said, now I told them, Dan, we had them on and said, come on, you guys don't need that. Just have a tank top on standing in front of these guys. What are they going to do? You know, they're not going to do anything to you. You know, you don't need any weapons. You don't need to have a softball bat there. Just be standing there, a couple hundred of you. You would need the rest of the Center City mob. Can you imagine those guys coming from Center City down there to buy? I don't think so. All right, at the statue. All right, so that was the episode. But Trump did so well in some awards and divisions in Philadelphia, mainly in South Philly. I'm looking at one where it was 57% that he got. It was remarkable stuff. Northeast Philadelphia did well, too. He won five wards in Philadelphia on Election Day, the 26th ward in Deep South Philly, the 45th, which includes parts of Port Richmond and Bridesburg, and the others in Northeast Philadelphia. Best overall number in the 58th ward, Somerton and Busselton. If you're sitting at the intersection of Busselton Avenue and Red Lion Road, you're in the heart of this area. He received 57.5% of the vote. He did write that in certain neighborhoods, he got only some divisions, 5 to 9 votes. Yeah, well, that's where Romney got 0. So Trump did a lot better. All right. But South Philly, there are, you know, each time it gets better. Can any other Republican do something like that? Well, that's to be seen coming up. All right. We joked a lot the other day about Georgetown on election night, having the kiddos there have Lego sets and cookies to play with. I have a new one, the University of Puget Sound.
Where's my Lego set, Dom?
That's right. In Washington, they've added more than a dozen election-related things. One of them I think Dan would like, so we'll give you that coming up. Jeez. And your calls. The irrelevant today is that going to be happening to Kamala Harris? You reach the level of nominee, where do you go from there? They're not going to nominate her again. I'd be shocked if that's the case. So give us somebody who was at the peak or very famous or doing really well and you don't hear of them, or they're cooked. You know, it's Howard Stern is the one embarrassing himself again, saying she was defeated because she's a woman.
I got a couple on Twitter.
Give us a couple, yes.
John Stewart.
Yes, I would agree. You know, he vaguely at times, Dan, challenged Colbert. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And then he backpedaled and just doing the same old stuff. Yeah.
And now do you get it gets credit for this one? Superhero movies?
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah.
Now, producer Bill and I used to argue all the time because the great director Scorsese said they're not really cinema. What are they? Yeah, you don't see superhero. And it was all of a sudden. A blockbuster, relatively easy to make.
Yeah.
Why did superhero movies just go away? Just a cycle.
Matt Vesey, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I apologize. Great tweeter here. Celebrity political endorsements. You agree there?
Well, yes, it appears that, and I have to say this, I want to see a study of Taylor Swift. I thought, that's going to be a percentage point. Didn't you?
I did.
That was the biggest.
Yeah. And he added a gif of Robert De Niro here, but gosh.
Yeah, he's been irrelevant. I think Oprah's irrelevant. Oprah didn't move the needle at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Taylor Swift.
Oh, here's an interesting one.
That was surprising. Yeah.
The progressive agenda.
Too soon to determine that. Okay. I would agree it's on its way, though. It appears to be going that way. I think they're going to double down for a while, though. They don't want to believe it. They're going to continue to try to. Yeah, I think they will. All right, 855-839-1210. And who is their candidate in waiting now? Is it Newsom? Is it Josh Shapiro? It'll be interesting to see what they come up with. All right, jump in. We want to get some great ones going here. Let me tell you about Captain Chuckie's, though. Captain Chuckie's, not only the great crab cakes, the Dom Roll, but also they help with busy meal planning. Getting ready for the holidays, you can't go wrong with all of their offerings, but particularly pick up that Smith Island Crab Cake Jumbo Lump. Don't forget the Mega Colossal Crab Cakes, delicious. But all their varieties. You can flesh out your entire week. The stuffed mushrooms, salads, appetizers, desserts. Get a tray or two for your football viewing party. Captain Chuckie's, too, has several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes. Literally a crab cake for everybody. Then you got the golf shrimp. That is a huge hit. It's always wild-caught, never farm-raised. And those delicious Dom Rolls. One spot to go to find all this good stuff. Just go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Head it to the shore. Captain Chuckie's at the shore.com. Yeah, Americans can't make ends meet because they're being Sonny Hostin on Twitter, on The View.
Yeah, I've heard
they cannot make ends meet because they're being bombarded with misinformation and disinformation. They have no arguments for what is at the base. And Biden said today, thank God I'm leaving such a great economy to Trump. It's not about the macro level. It's about the average individual. Are they better off than they were 4 years ago? And the answer is obviously no. Here's Sonny Hostin.
Let me just make my point here. So you have people talking about, well, how did he win Michigan? Because Democrats are saying, oh, she should have talked more about Gaza. No, union halls were empty. Dearborn went for Donald Trump. This is not about a micro issue like Gaza. It's people saying the cost of living is too high. The wages are too low. My life felt better under him. And I know what we'll say. Well, Goldman Sachs says the economy will do better under her. The analysts at UPenn and Wharton.
Well, we'll see.
Nobody who is struggling to make ends meet at the table, like how am I going to pay this bill, cares what Wharton
professors
say about
the economy. That's because they were bombarded with misinformation.
And just one more thing I want to say. This issue of abortion, which I hope we can unpack more, there are a lot of women who cared about abortion, but they were in states like Pennsylvania where they don't have an ultra-restrictive abortion law. They were voting more because they're like pocketbook issues matter more than if a woman in Alabama is able
but
to get an abortion.
But they're going
to
do worse under a Trump administration. But the only people that are going to do well are the millionaires and the billionaires.
They just can't. They have no answer to it. So all they can do is hunker down in places where no one's going to challenge them. That's it. They cannot get out there where there would be a challenge. Sonny Hostin is an all-time great example. She couldn't withstand. All right, let's think on same levels relatively. I don't mean intelligence, just media. Type of thing. Megyn Kelly.
Thanks for interrupting there again, if you wanted that.
Make ends meet at the table. Like, how am I going to pay this bill? Cares what Wharton
That's
professors
say about
the economy.
That's because they were bombarded with misinformation.
Well, let me.
Yeah, so their own real experience of what they faced. And I was skeptical early on that people would tie it to Biden. In other words, we were all, you know, after the spending, we were all saying, my God, can you, every week was a different item. Today, it was Morning Joe, and Henry pulled this one, Dan. I don't think it's on the list here. Here's Morning Joe and Mika. Joe saying, well, was the election really about the cost of butter? Couldn't Democrats have addressed that and told people about that? And he was saying, butter is $3. Listen to that exchange.
One sec, Dom.
Yeah, that's, and Mika, of all people, knows the price of butter. It's an incredible tell of how out of touch these people are. Okay, let me take a call. We'll play that coming up here.
Henry had it open. I closed.
Yeah, it's okay. Let's go to David in Somerset. Hey, David, how are you doing? Welcome in.
Oh, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. I've been saying to a lot of my lefty friends on different platforms, it's time for self reflection, and they're just not capable of it. That's the number one problem. It goes back to all the narratives that they're told that this is the problem why we lost. And they can't even look at themselves honestly and just say, hey, we made a mistake and we shouldn't have done this or done that or said this or said that. And they just still insist that we're all totalitarians and, you know, terrible people. And Trump is a totalitarian and a terrible person. And okay, so keep making the same mistakes
exactly,
over and over.
Exactly right. Who's your person that was very relevant and now is not?
Phil Spector.
That's a very good one. Well, after the stuff he was involved in, you can understand allegedly. You can understand how that happens.
He was huge. Yeah, he was huge, though, until he did River Deep and Mountain High with Tina Turner, which was a great song. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but it just didn't go over commercially. And then, you know, he just kind of started to fade away. And then, of course, we found out all the other stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Then there's the hair, too. All-time hair. Thank you, Dave. But that's a good one. Yeah, he was very, very big. All right, here's Morning Joe. And Joe's trying to make the point. Why couldn't Republicans just say, all right, that's high for butter? But really, the election's based on that. And he mentions there $3 for butter. I went online to Lando Lakes at Giant today, and they give you a break, at least the headline says, since you buy it online. And Mika actually has pretty much the right price. Listen to this.
That probably contributed a good deal to it. I want to talk about economy for a second. A few weeks ago, somebody who was going to be voting for Kamala Harris came up to me and said, oh, my God, Trump's going to win. I go, why is that? He goes, I went to the grocery store. Butter's over $3. I kind of laughed and I said, well, that's kind of reductive, isn't it? Said it to myself.
Stop,
to him,
stop there for a second, Dan. So he's reducing the whole election. This guy's mocking him to the cost of butter. It's over $3. You mean the election's based on that? Okay.
I said, well, that's kind of reductive, isn't it? Said it to myself. To him, I smiled and I said, good point. Mm-hmm. But it actually, what $7. Everything we're hearing after the election is.
I'm just saying, is, the seven.
What's that?
The $7.
What's that? Butter is $7?
Yeah.
What? Is it framed in gold?
Yeah, what kind of butter?
Anyway.
Where you go.
Okay, well, yeah, okay.
$7.
Anyway, my point is this, Willie. The rent is too damn high, and this guy was saying the cost of butter is way damn too high.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was a bit reductive. It ended up being just the point that if you look at the cost of groceries, if you look at the cost
of bread.
All
right, we got you, Joe. Well, you didn't know them. I mean, you complete Mika just saying $7.
Way out of touch there, Joey.
Yeah, exactly. $7. And it is around that. Stuff like that sticks with people. They're not going to be told by Sonny Hostin and the ladies on The View or Kamala Harris or anybody else that they didn't do this. They did it. And you experience it all the time. Don't bring the cost of gas in. That shifted back. Let's not. The only thing that matters with energy, one of the keys that Trump is going to do to get us actually to move backward on inflation, not just what the rate is energy. Freeing up energy will start to push back on that. Now, the other things that are going to be done, I'm going to be interested in seeing what the best advice is. But every time they say, well, inflation's down, it's one of the stupidest comments imaginable. It's baked in. The rate goes down, then it goes up a little bit, etc. All right, 855-839-1210. Let me tell you about Dr. Benz for a moment. My friend and dentist, board-certified prostodontist extraordinaire, Dr. Robert Benz of the Benz Dental Group in East Norriton. Dr. Benz has his own great skill. Other dentists send people there all the time. I've seen that. He's very good, he and his staff, at making people comfortable. You don't feel like, oh, man, I hate the dentist. I'm going. It's nothing like that. There's even chocolate chip cookies there next time I'm over. Why don't you take a couple for the road? Yeah. The thing he does, though, he marries the personal with great technology. And that 3D printer that actually makes your teeth and everything else that they have there is world class. John, who's an artisan who actually makes the teeth along with all the technology, is as skilled as anybody you're going to find. When you put that together, what you achieve is efficient results and consistency. You got to have both things at top level to get that. That means you're not coming back all the time. It means the first time they put the tooth in, it's going to be fine. You won't find this at this level anywhere else. Get that great care that I've gotten for 10 years with Dr. Bentz and the team at the Bentz Dental Group. Solutions for the most complex dental cases. You reach them at 610-272-6949. You can check all this out at BentzDentalGroup.com, BentzDentalGroup.com. Call 610-272-6949. Remember, say it with a smile.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
I forgot, I teased it. What would Dan like at these colleges? The Legos, the Coco, the paws, the cats, the crafts. No, the baked potato bar.
Oh,
that's what they were having at the university.
In high school, for lunch, for an entire year, my cafeteria had a baked potato bar where you could dress a potato how you wanted it with like cheese. Oh, the public schools in Indiana, man, somehow they're able to make it work, but New Jersey can't.
At this college, that's how they're getting over the Trump era.
Sour cream, some shredded cheese.
I forgot to mention the baked potatoes on
mind. On point there.
Lightning round, sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See the store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter.
You doing sour Cherry cream Hill and Volvo. Chive, or are you doing like a fully loaded?
No, nothing.
Really?
I love the baked potato.
You just did dry baked potato?
Dry baked potato.
No.
Absolutely.
Oh,
I'm not fooling around. Robert Kennedy's not getting anything here.
A nice seasoned like skin, though, right? Like salt and pepper on the skin? Or are you just talking like
butter?
I don't put salt on anything.
No, that's straight potato?
Straight potato.
$7 stick of butter?
I am.
Right. You get Joe Scarborough delivering it. Yes, that might work. All right, let's go to Robert. We beat that to death. Ben Salem. Hey, Robert. Welcome in.
Hi, Dom. Dan, it's good to talk to you, and I'll be quick and keep it to one point. For people who don't think their votes count, please consider this. 450,000 votes cast in Bucks County, and Mr. Trump won by 512. That's how close it was.
That's exactly right, and we count that as a big win. I want signs out there in Bucks County, Pat Pavrek. Bucks County went for Trump 2024. Put them up.
And my prediction's looking good, and Florida is now the third biggest state electoral-wise. They just passed New York. That's huge news. I'll talk about it more later. But my person who jumped the shark, that's what I'm going to call it, jumped the shark, was Barack Obama. All that mojo he had when he was president and running for president is gone. It didn't move the needle one bit. You guys have yourselves a great day.
I think I could top it, although that's true. Obama, you know, usually comes in at the 11th hour. Bill Clinton, oh my God, how bad that was this time. The stuff that he said and how he looked, really bad. Scott of Mount Laurel, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott.
Hey, now my guy was going to bring down Trump to the point where the left was talking about even having him run for president, Michael Avenatti.
Oh, that's, quite a bit. Now, look, that guy is a pretty good debater. When he was on with Tucker Carlson, he held his own, in my view. I mean, that guy is very tough. Despite all the baggage, the creepy porn lawyer,
And I am proud to be in the cadre of Dom Giordano's South Jersey Republican.
Imagine that guy. He's in a beef with Bob Brady now. Tell him I'm going to tag in here, Bob Brady and I, against this guy. Scott, who became irrelevant?
We might have to make shirts up.
Yeah.
We might have to make shirts up and send them one.
Who's irrelevant now?
Michael Avenatti was my guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now. Yeah, you said it was so funny. I got you, Scott. Thank you. Yeah, Avenatti. I think he's out of jail. Bill and Bucks. Bill, afternoon.
Greetings from Trump County.
Yes.
My person that fell out of favor was a former Saturday Night Live cast member and former U.S. Senator from Minnesota, Al Franken.
A guy who won by what? Was it 480 votes they found in a car seat or something?
Yeah, then there was a picture exposed when he was with a woman.
Yes.
And it was unflattering during the Me Too.
Yeah, exactly.
Movement,
so. Yeah, Franken's a good one. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony. Earl, we got about 30 seconds. What's yours?
I'm going to go with one of Rush Limbaugh's former sponsors, the Justice Brothers, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. And they showed up on TV. Everyone was scared. And now no one even cares.
Yeah, even the Reverend Al Sharpton is not is pretty irrelevant. Okay, we got great ones here to figure out today. By the way, Minnie, it's not irrelevant. We're going to do What's Worth the Calories one of these days. Maybe tomorrow, the movie scene, you got to shut people up. You can't be disturbed with. We'll debate it. Henry, who did you like today?
Yeah, a lot of these are very irrelevant because I don't know who they are at
yes,
all.
Yes, okay.
Except for like Obama and the Justice Brothers, I guess.
Right.
So I'll pick Mason Reese. Oh,
okay. The Mason Reese. Cool. All right, how about yours?
I'm going to dive a reason behind it real quick, Dom. We were watching a DNC night at Philadelphia. We had Ricky Martin come out, and I go, oh, the guy from Menudo. Maisie goes, what the hell's Menudo? I'm going to go with Menudo, Joan Bordentown's answer.
All right, I can go with Menudo, too.
All right,
Although
Joan Bordentown.
I was tempted with Obama. I'll go with that. Okay, so we have that going on. Bridge the Always in the on-deck circle, ready to take you through. Tomorrow, big show as we round off the week on this. And we'll have a great side question, Dom's Money Melody. Follow on Twitter until then at DomShow1210. And I'll try to come up with the top 10 list for tomorrow. Help me out. What were the moments, big moments, you think you really remember or were pivotal? Yeah, I'll put the assassination in there, even though the media really downplayed it. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.